Marathon's chief administrative officer says progress is being made on the Peninsula Port Authority project. This project began back in April, when both the municipality of Marathon and Bigtaygong Nishnabeg First Nation signed an agreement that would allow them to move forward on a Port Authority development on the site of Marathon's former pulp mill. At that time, Daryl Skorchinski described the intent of developing the corporation to establish the former mill site as a functioning Lake Superior port. A board of directors was established including representation from both Marathon and Bigtaygong Nishnabeg First Nation. He said two important pieces have been completed thus far. Completion of the corporate requirements, which include the signing of the shareholder agreement and corporate bylaws, has been reached. An updated bathymetry, depth of water, and dock design study, as well as a market study and analysis has also been completed, Skorchinski said. As of yet, the municipality has not hired a director for the board of directors to manage the port's daily business. This will be an item for the board of directors to discuss in the coming months, Skorchinski said. The first board planning meeting is scheduled for November 15, at which time a critical path forward will be drafted. When asked about the types of business opportunity the port would serve, Skorchinski indicated that it would be determined by a market analysis. This is currently being researched through the market analysis and opportunities study that is underway and will be completed in December, he said. Skorchinski said the municipality and Bigtaygong Nishnabeg First Nation will work together in a partnership of trust and respect.